שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו, אנחנו כאן.
Hello to all of you. Thank you for joining us in our new live series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. Hello everyone. Hello Nitza Mazoz. This is show number 1255 and we will talk about the evolution of the business world with Dr. Michael Lightman. We were working people, our forefathers, our rather parents and our grandparents were also people who had to work, and we will see what's happening now in the age of the coronavirus, in the renewing business world. Let's see what's going to happen. Nitza. Okay, so we see that the world of employment is, the business world is also undergoing evolution. So without connection even to the coronavirus, we see that many professions, many jobs, well, they become extinct over time, and replacing them are different jobs and occupations which were difficult for us to even imagine. And I remember as a child the ice seller that used to pass around the street with a cart ringing a bell, and anyone who needed ice just went down and bought ice. Of course, this disappeared from our world, and we have other such professions which are gone and they are extinct, and we have different ones to replace them. So we feel that this is a very special time as well, where the global processes of change seriously affect the business world. We see that researchers from the Oxford University, they analyze data from the United States, and they say that in a decade or two, 50% of professions that we know today will disappear entirely, and instead of them, other things will come. What they noted, however, and emphasized, is that roles that require human interaction and such abilities, related abilities, warmth, the ability to contain others and relate to them, those are things that won't be replaced. These are things that will have to continue and develop. So we want to understand where the business world is headed. What's going to be the main thing that we should invest in to learn, to develop in? So how do you see these things, Dr. Lightman? I see that it is indeed so, but just much faster, with greater pace, and it's much more clear that this will happen. We are at a time where many businesses are vanishing off the face of the earth. Really, there's no essential need for them. We sustain them with force, otherwise they would disappear already and by force. And these businesses, if you can call them that, which talk about relations between people, to build up a new person, closeness between people, these businesses truly flourish and succeed. Much more so than today, we will have organizations, movements, groups, businesses, which will take care of human relations. So, in parallel with this channel, which will develop, I suppose, because we see that in business world, people used to work the land more, they worked with animals in the field, agriculture. Gradually it became bigger machines, and from there computers, and you can assume that in the future it will be all about AI and robotics. So in parallel with this whole field that will, I suppose, continue developing, you say that another branch, so to speak, is going to be built and established, which will engage in human relations, human interaction. Dr. Lightman, connections. Nitza, connections. Right, so this is still early days, so what is this whole Dr. Lightman, we never talked about connections between people, really. The connections we have here are connections to our relatives, let's say, our family, natural connections, born of natural attraction, let's say, between a man and a woman, the love of a woman to her child, and so on. The draw of nature, as a person feels it, things he sees as good and nice, wholesome. But here we have to build new relationships between all people and between people to all forms of life, and all forms of life, which are not dependent on the goodwill that a person has by nature towards those things, like the man and his woman, like the women and their babies. Rather, we need to build relationships between people who have no natural attraction to each other, where we're not pushed to connect, but first we have to correct ourselves to a point where we feel the necessity to connect, as we say, above reason, above our emotions, above our intellect, because we see that this is necessary and good. Dr. Nitza, so if I understand correctly, what you're saying here is that the kind of service I had to give people before was more physical, giving something to them, etc. Now there's this new subtlety here in this service I'll need to learn to give, right? You call it connections. Dr. Lightman, yes, it's inner work, let's call it. Nitza, so it's not a product that I have to give to someone, right? Dr. Lightman, no, let's say there's a group of people that you hate, and you go to them and you start folding, bending yourself, not them, but you, yourself, in order to treat them well, to the point where you actually want to have love for them. Owen, why? Dr. Lightman, because we want to change our nature from good to from evil to good. Owen, what's the connection? Dr. Lightman, what do you mean? What's the connection? There needs to be a connection between all people. And with all people, you have this natural attitude, anyone who's not like me, who's not me, I hate. I drive away. And we need to come closer. We need to see in each one that he's close to me, similar to me. Owen, despite the fact that I don't feel, to begin with, that he's like me or close, he's completely different. Dr. Lightman, of course. Owen, so that's the field of work you called making connections, to form connections between people who are different. Dr. Lightman, yes. Owen, so it's interesting that you chose this as the opening point for discussing the business world. So what are these more advanced professions, these more subtle professions going to be tomorrow, let's say? Dr. Lightman, we have to be better bonded together, closer together. Otherwise, we won't be able to establish systems of supply and etc. production. We won't be able to establish them properly because these systems will depend on what we just talked about, on how I feel everyone to be close to me, connected to me, beloved. And this is the only reason why I make a business with them. Owen, when I was a child, I think the first computer was developed. It was huge. It was like the size of a room. Later, computers became so small, and today you have on your wristwatch, right? You have a computer there. So what's will be the new technology in creating connections between people who are different? What technology will you use? What means? Dr. Lightman, there are no means or tools here. It's all within us, in our minds and hearts. You don't have any adapters, anything like that. We will have to establish such relationships between us. Oh, and naturally, things that are different are far from each other. Dr. Lightman, and it's especially those people who are far from me, different from me, that I want to build good relationship, close relationships with. Oh, and why? Dr. Lightman, because by that I gain the most. It's like the relationships of plus and minus. I gain the best results that way. Owen, so I think in the world today, similarity and difference between peoples brought us to conflicts, wars. Dr. Lightman, this is because we don't know how to connect properly about the difference. Dr. Owen, and this is going to be the main profession in the future? Why? Dr. Lightman, yes, I'm saying that besides for that, we have nothing else to do. If we connect together between people who are far from each other, hated by each other, but in that we build our society in a good, pleasant way. What can you do otherwise? Nita, so you're describing a fascinating process of a transition between physical services we use to give each other to services which are more inner, more personal. Dr. Lightman, yes, exactly. Nita, and this is interesting because in the study I mentioned before, well, it says that all the administrative roles, all those physical roles, that you can replace with robots and AI and advanced technology. However, those more mental, let's call them services, the inner services, soul service, let's say, that people need, nobody will be able to give them. Now, let's say a person who's giving such service, helping me create such a connection, what will it give me as a person? How will I feel? Dr. Lightman, first of all, we will have to develop new programs, but actually very good ones. I mean, the formula is very simple. You know, this and that and plus and minus equals maximum. You know, that's how it is in mathematics. And that's very simple then. And this maximum determines what will happen. It's not that I do this for him, he does that for me, and we have this struggle between us in a way, but ultimately we get this formula. Through the formula, we get to the optimal results. Nita, okay, so I don't follow. What does the formula say exactly? Dr. Lightman, the formula says that in any interaction we have between us as people, which are, we're like two machines, let's say, and between businesses, and between all the thousands and billions of people in their various interactions, all we want to achieve is that all our actions will give the maximum benefit to everyone. Everyone. And then we have a simple way to conduct ourselves, a simple form, optimal. Nita, okay, so I want to ask, because the things you said are creating such a sense of order here, that I want to express it in a way. Up to now, many of the services, the products that we bought, that we acquired, were meant to supply, to fulfill some inner need in us. And this includes nearly everything. I would say that this whole culture of consumerism that we develop, the need to buy something that will perhaps give me some status symbols, etc. All these things that we added to ourselves in a physical sense, their purpose was ultimately to fulfill an inner need. So you say, now we clear away all these things, and you are going to supply each other with an inner thing, that inner fulfillment that you were searching for the whole time. Is it correct to look at it that way? Dr. Lightman, yes? Nita, what is the person looking for, actually? Dr. Lightman, he's looking for the maximum benefit. And he sees here that his maximal benefit depends on everyone. And that's what we see. But because it's good for everyone, and so we receive this formula, this good, nice formula, every computer knows how to run that. And we solve such problems in mathematics as well. Nitsa, is it optimization of a sort? Is that what it's about? To check the optimum state, the optimal state, where each one receives exactly what they need. And it doesn't mean that each one needs the same thing. Perhaps they need slightly different things. Dr. Leitman, yes, every person needs just one thing, Nitsa. And that it, and that is, Dr. Leitman, to fulfill the needs of others. Nitsa, please repeat that. That's interesting. Again, he needs to do what? Dr. Leitman, to fulfill others. Not himself, yes, but others. And it's certain that by that we reach the optimal state, best optimization. Nitsa, okay, so coming back to my profession, to my job, let's say, or in the business world, let's say I open some course where I want to teach this new profession, where I teach people how to create connections. What do I need to do? Dr. Leitman, you have to explain, to teach them a new form of mathematics, which works not according to plus and minus and how they complement each other or conflict. Rather, there is a new formula here, where the one and the other, the minus and the plus both, they both work to fulfill each other's needs, to fulfill the needs of others, and then despite them being a plus and a minus, they will become a plus and a plus. So it sounds that what you are describing here will require of me new skills, new abilities, so as to become a good business person. Dr. Leitman, yes. Nitsa, what are the new abilities and skills I'll have to acquire? Dr. Leitman, to perform such exercises where the good of others becomes your motivation, your own good. Nitsa, so over this course I'm going to practice my ability to feel others and their needs, Dr. Leitman, to integrate in them, to clothe in them, to enter into them, and in such a way to solve all the problems. Oh, and why? Why does it work this way? Dr. Leitman, it's the same way a mother acts with her child. Oh, and why is this the new mathematics? Dr. Leitman, it works not according to my ego, and also not according to the other's ego. That's another question here, which we perhaps have to scrutinize. Rather, it works according to the integral world, where we have to adapt ourselves to the nature, to nature which is round, integral. And then it's certain that we won't fail. Because ultimately what descends down upon us in our businesses, what happens is that we are operated by nature. Owen, so the skills, new business skills in the world of tomorrow will be more adapted to the integral world? Dr. Leitman, yes, of course. And this is revealed more and more because what we built and what we continue to build, it's all according to the egoistic nature, which is now coming to a close. Oh, and so what is the basic skill required for the business world of tomorrow? Dr. Leitman, to work for others, for the benefit of others. But also, it's not exactly accurate. Our words, our vocabulary isn't exactly appropriate. It's not that I work for the sake of others. I work for the sake of the integrality of human society as a whole. Oh, and why is this worthwhile for me, personally? Dr. Leitman, because then you integrate in this integrality and you feel the general force operating within it, which is the general force of nature. And then it's certain that you feel the perfection and eternality of nature. And that is the highest state that can be attained. Oh, and we talked about the development of AI, which will turn many of today's professions, it will make them redundant because the robot knows how to do it better than me, to think even better than me. So what roles would you say, what professions will never be replaced by computers and robotics?
It's
What can never be replaced? Is there such a human ability? Dr. Lightman. Yes, of course. We built our science, our industry, according to our nature. Dr. Lightman. Dr. Lightman, according to egoistic nature, plus and minus. You as an accountant know this well. That's one thing. The other thing is that we here need to understand that we are now operating according to the principle of a circle, not a line. Of a circle. Oh, and what does this principle mean? Dr. Lightman, it's a new attitude to the environment, a new attitude to the world. The world operates according to that, and only according to it is that's how we will work. Owen, so what you talked about before, connections, the more conflict you have, the more differences you have, we can make more subtle connections. So the differences between people who are very opposite to each other, the art of creating connection between them brings them to much higher force, the integral force of nature, which is greater than this conflict or that conflict. Dr. Lightman, yes, it's the general force. It's an evolution. It's a revolution in our perception of reality. And then we begin to see reality in a different way, not limited to this world. Rather, reality extends and expands until it has no limits. And together with that, we begin to live within our consciousness, our thoughts, our desires, and not in this physical world that is vanishing from our senses with the old world, all its businesses and professions, everything you had. Oh, and so my next question is really about businesses. So according to the principle of the circle, which businesses will flourish in today's world as you see it? Dr. Lightman, other than what is crucial for people, as for now, we are still in the corporeal sense, in bodies, embodied. We will need, other than to just sustain our donkeys, we call it the body, so that it allows us to live, to exist within our soul, as we call it, within our connections with others. Other than that, we need nothing. Meaning, all the businesses that work to connect people together, to connect, really, not to connect at the soccer court or something like that, or in clubs. Owen, so how to connect, Dr. Lightman? To connect in such a way where I feel that I connect to another, and in the connection between us, we discover new degrees of reality, in reality. Dr. Lightman, Owen, so what business would you establish? Dr. Lightman, only systems where you study connection. We don't need anything else. We need clothing, we need food, so long as we exist physically. But soon we will see that all of this is also vanishing. Nitsa, so this need for connection between people, give us an overview. What happens to people who truly feel that they receive these services that you describe, these connections? Suddenly they live within the connection. What happens to them in terms of what they feel? Dr. Lightman, they feel themselves to be less and less tied to the earthly world, corporeal world. So the physical, the things that had to be very profound before, very essential, they reduce, those needs reduce and diminish, and they receive fulfillment, this happiness as you describe it, internally, where it doesn't matter how much we cried before, Dr. Lightman, exactly, and only they will understand it. Nita, okay, so what does such a person acquire? Dr. Lightman, he acquires an inner connection by which his, the point of his soul expands, and he feels a new reality which is called the upper world. Owen, so what role will be the most sought after in the world tomorrow? Dr. Lightman, a guide that knows how to connect people. Owen, to connect people? Dr. Lightman, not just connection, but spiritual connection, which brings them to open up the new world in the proper connection between them. Owen, so now this was more accurate. Spiritual connections between people. The world spiritual can throw each one to whatever fantasy. So what are spiritual connections, which are the, which, that's the most essential profession for tomorrow, as you say, Dr. Lightman? Spiritual means very, it's very simple. It means that I don't feel any selfish benefit from it. Owen, so why do you do it? Dr. Lightman, to bring myself and others, everyone, to a connection above our nature. Owen, we talked about the evolution of the business world from the ice sellers, as Nitsa described. What will be the role, the profession of tomorrow? Define it. Dr. Lightman, it'll be a connection between us where we feel so connected together that the self of each one disappears and we integrate, as we call it, as one man in one heart. Owen, and what will you feel? What will a person feel? Dr. Lightman, let's go there and feel it. Dr. Owen, go there and feel something. Can you describe? Dr. Lightman, you can't describe a feeling. You can't explain a feeling, but it's a good thing. It's a world without corporeal limitations, without the earth and the universe. It's a completely new world. Owen, so Rav Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you all for being with us. New life, a new world. All the best. Goodbye.